This is Nursing in America. This is the place you'll find all the insider knowledge and inspirational success stories to realize your own American dream. Chris goes in depth about whether you should pay your fee bill before passing the IELTS. Denise answers a quick question about the optimal timing Social Security number request. And the spotlight goes back to Chris, who discloses more about police clearances.
The first thing always is don't do anything on your own. Talk to your recruiter, talk to your lawyer, talk to your employer. So this should not be a decision you're making on your own, number one. Number two, I generally want to see you have the visa screen, and I think a lot of the employers want to see you have the visa screen in hand before the employer lays out more money for your NVC fee bill. And most importantly, if you have a number of family members, it's 345 times every family members. It's pretty easy if it's two parents and two kids for your personal outlay to be over $1,000 US. And if you never get the visa screen, then you would have just wasted that money. And so there's an enormous downside, and your upside is saving maybe a few weeks. So if you have all the elements to the visa screen, which is you've passed the NCLEX, you've passed the English fluency exam, and you're confident your education is appropriate, and you're confident that you don't have any encumbrance on any foreign licenses you own, then I'd say go ahead and pay the visa screen if all you're doing is waiting for CGFNS to do their job. But if you're missing one of those core elements, then I would say do not pay.
Yeah. And that's something that at Kinetics USA, we tell our nurses as well, is we do what we call feeble hold. And that's really for your protection. We want to make sure that you've passed the IELTS exam so that you don't, as Chris said, waste money a little bit further down the line. At the DS-260 stage, should I ask for the Social Security number or should I do that when I arrive in the US? Denise?
I recommend that you do it at the time that you complete the DS-260.
Okay. That's just a small point, but very important, because when you come to the US, you're going to need a Social Security number. So you've got to remember to check that box. Last question, I think, on the NVC stage is just about police clearances. What are some of the mistakes that you see people make with police clearances? What are the guidelines? You can maybe share that with us.
Yeah, I mean, it's different for every country. Police clearance is essentially you have to anywhere that you've lived, you need a clearance letter from that country or local police agency saying that you do not have a criminal record, essentially. And so it depends on each country around the world. You really just want to engage with your attorney and paralegal team. There's some countries that it's unnecessary, and to try and guess what those are, I don't have them committed to memory. So I don't really have any tips other than you will need it. And so you can, go ahead and interface with your recruiting team and your lawyer to get them.
Okay.
As an aside, Tanya and Chris, if the nurse already is aware that they've had a prior conviction or a prior issue, they should be discussing that from the get-go, because it'll ultimately come up at the time of the interview. So they might as well address it when we initiate the immigrant petition, just so that we're aware of any issues that will be coming up down the line.
Very important. Thank you for mentioning that, Denise.
If you enjoyed the episode, go ahead and hit the follow button on your podcast player and leave us a review. Thank you for listening.